canvas without it burning. Yeah.
Education in 120 Train Street, room F, downstairs 2. No, I hope to be eventually, but it takes time.
I don't think we have to do it. We collect the name and contact people and then make the presentation. The last sentence allows us to start to stand from the school from the Department of Education. Contact the people.
There may be change, as we have to be aware that may sometimes be a deputy chair, or there may be some new people on the committee, may not be there, and maybe it's a balance. Do you have any access to the internet? No. I'll see if I can use one of the computers at CMG to get onto the internet, because a lot of backup information, like documents, annual reports at the start, and the previous minutes of this meeting, influenced our people and the Parliament. Available on the website. The website is very useful for confidential verifying names and contact details. They tell us very carefully about the right names of people, about acronyms, for example. So they should get the full name of the organization. Well, I'm relatively new. I started at the end of last year.
Well,
Got these already. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lou. That's from the parliamentary monitors. Parliamentary monitors. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Higher education, so
no longer in 1950. And I'm accompanied then also by Mr. Vinyapolt, Deputy Director General, for further education and training who will give the presentation. Chair, if we can just beg the committee's indulgence, the National Council of Provinces is taking a debate this morning on the implementation of the National Curriculum Statement at 10 o'clock. That's obviously affecting the new whole directory and myself. So if it's possible, we'd like to commence with the further education training one, and then perhaps if it's all right, just before 10, if it's the new whole myself can be excused, and Dr. Cordero can then manage the higher education one. So we'll start with the further education center. The focus area of the ACT colleges. And then the college
Really clear to the students, and I think that that has been a key change in the way the college family proposes colleges not quite ready to spend this amount of money. It's just our colleges that are already completely on top of this process. 35 of the 15 that we've had to provide additional support, suggesting that they get dedicated CFOs, that they improve the quality of the chief financial officers that they have. But by 12th of February, we have 46 reports, and so we are able to report on that one. The other four are being listed as we speak to make sure that they submit their report. So that's the level of actual spending at the end of January. We've seen some cases that level is down. Partly this is about infrastructure and tenders. You'll remember that the biggest budget item is infrastructure, and that's where tenders and the construction industry comes to play. The next slide shows you the large amount of the money was committed. In other words, while this is what was spent, the colleges were able to demonstrate order numbers, the invoices, and in fact, the money was committed, and that couldn't be taken away from it. So this figure looks much, much better. Inside of this, there are colleges that are right up to 90-95% spending, which we have about, and some colleges that have made very poor progress on their spending. What we decided to do with this is we gave a couple of plans of yesterday. Colleges that have not uncommitted funds, there was no evidence of spending, because this would let me go into the IT. Now remember I spoke about how between 40 million to connectivity and quality itself. We have to do the same for all of the colleges, and this money then that is uncommitted and it's gone down below the 10% that the 46 million now. Now down in the order of 28 million from what we've seen, that money will go into connectivity and issues of health. This means that we don't have to give any money back to tuition for the conditional grant. A very exciting thing that works quite well, especially when we're going to touch base notice of this, is the bursary scheme. The treasury announced in October 100 million rand for 2007 and then doubling that in 2008 going to 2009. This is dedicated to the new program, and it's to support the transformation process. We know that the merger, the recapitalization, and the new program, many students will be able to afford to come to these programs because they have them, the merger, the financial aid scheme has come on board. We're using the National Student Financial Aid Scheme that have a track record of doing as well. They've had to adjust some of their systems to support us. But now each college now becomes financial aid office. And the financial aid officers have already started to interview, apply the means to every student on the National Certificate of Vocational, so that they can then submit these to the NSFAC. So the NSFAC will administer and manage the funds on behalf of the Department of Education. And again, as I say, their expertise in this has been a great benefit to the Department of Education. We're only allocating two South African students on the NCV. We've used a model that looks at enrollment and percentage of poor to allocate to the provinces, and then once we allocate the funds to the provinces, we made allocations to the colleges in relation to the number of students they can enroll for the provincial This method of allocation was approved by the minister. And really looks at this, we've allocated money for registration fees and tuition fees. Tuition fees are fixed, so that makes it easy for books, levies, and in some cases accommodation and travel. Of course, the difficulty for the colleges now is if they award very high bursaries, they can only offer a few bursaries. And it's to balance the application of the amount of money that we use to maximize access. I don't know if we're giving everybody just 2,000 rand because then the poor students will still suffer. So we've spent a lot of time with each of the colleges of student financial officers ensuring that they understand how they need to maximize access to the bursary scheme. The colleges have been advised of their allocations. They have sent people for training. We had a central training session with NSFAC. And then we've visited each of the provinces the rash you can see, but we will be really on the 1st of March to inform in effect how many versions there will be in each of the colleges. There's the allocation of the 100 million for 2007. The colleges, the versions will be allocated on the National Student Vocational. We just now want to find the students enrolled to make sure that we've made the right allocation. We can pull some back and redistribute a little bit if colleges haven't enrolled as they expected. The means test is being applied at the moment, and once students have entered the means test, college has chosen, they will then sign the student an application form and sign their registry. Finally, though, it's important that the colleges understand that the principal of the college, the CEO, is the accounting officer. Once the committee has made the recommendation, it should be given to that. This is the college principal signs off for that. Provinces have got 48 hours to approve that they think over-awarding the virtues on one program or anything that doesn't look like it's reporting of 48 hours on a proprietary program. They will then comment on that, but in the end, the CEO is in those positions and is accountable for that. Colleges have finished advertising, has been huge increases as students that have never had an opportunity. Colleges themselves are quite surprised at how many students want to do these year-long programs. But the colleges are in the process of administering the means test and submitting their batches of applications to the NSA. The Department of Education promises and NSA will all be doing monitoring reports to make sure that the right students get these virtues, and NSA has an established audit of making sure that the students stay on the program and are supported on the program.
Okay, something I want to ask on this new loan scheme, I think it's very, very important and maybe a development that will increase this kind of numbers. Is the idea that any customers go on to that in the future, or do you see another
That's your basic law question.
The first question on 3-4.
Yes. The allocation of two provinces. Well, I understand that what do we take the lion's share, that is the bigger share of the youth population. I don't understand now what determines the disparity between Mpumalanga and the free state. Given the fact that Mpumalanga is a slightly denser population, and also given the fact that there has never been historically any institution of higher learning there. So one would expect a bigger need then, at least you know, the same number. And also given the fact of the enormous potential of that province in terms of tourism in particular and other industries that cannot move forward because of lack of fear. And then secondly, what this means test. Yeah. That's a simple explanation that I can give to a kid who has passed an attack. Thank you.
Thank you. Still on page 4. If you look at the number of colleges, the number may, let me be lazy, but you take 10, which has got 9 colleges. Now, this number takes into account monitor what they call satellite quality. Because if you go to the site, you go into the satellite quality. The state of affairs in those satellite quality is also considered. In fact, this is the main campus that benefits. For instance, the Utasana College would have small satellites down in not a big border, poor infrastructure. We have one at the Lundi, poor infrastructure. Only the main one is Paris, which is the campus that would benefit. So I'm just asking whether the department has taken that respect.
On page 4, just to find out from the department whether insofar as housing is not better are concerned, whether consideration is being taken into account that following the, there was a new organization, some coins or some part of coins will now be brought in.
Thank you, Chair. You partially touched on what I wanted to say, but looking at Northwest being largely a rural area, which is quite a massive area, once it's here, it could only say, is there any intention to increase the number of colleges in the
province? I don't know. I think about the issue first, when we referred to the allocation, what was the basis for the allocation to every province? The number of colleges,
I've always been concerned about the adequacy of this business of law, because when one does constituency work, there's just general ignorance by schools, what is the department to pick up advocacy of these institutions? Because they are certainly a democracy that is quite both things that have been that law on economic development in general.
Have I covered every point?
Administration of university schools, colleges, we intend to be success with NSF. I've become a great fan of NSF over the last because what's interesting is that it's going to cost us very little more. Because speaking to the CEO, all that he's doing is that he brings in a lot of students to teach with the university, but all he's doing is extending the longer term for those students. And it's amazing how little administrative costs are going to be added to NSF as a result of these 20,000 students. We've also been able to work very quickly with them in 2 weeks. They developed the means test. They developed the application form with us. We said these are them. And I don't think we would have been able to do this quickly without their expertise. And so we go to meet the administration of it with them. We also keep the colleges on their toes. And if you don't have very different applications or different levels of efficiency, we have to have 50 different versions. It gives us a national picture. So for the moment, we certainly think that this is the way to go. Let me stick with the means test then and say what the means test, actually I might send you a copy of it. What it does is to ask the students what their income to their household is. It asks first of all how many people are living in the house, how many are students and how many are breadwinners. Then it asks for evidence of total income into the household. So there could be a brother or sister that's also earning another father's income. We even look at any kinds of social grants. That then is used to determine when the student gets virtual. So all our students have been put into a ranking of poverty. But we also seem to attract really talented students. And so we have a category as well for academic performance. So that we can start to balance and really get talented qualities in state colleges. The final thing is we went to answer the question about hospitals and accommodation. You would have seen in that slide that while for students who live very close to the campus, they would just have their fees and their books paid and their academic costs. There's a place for students who don't live near the campus, either for hospitals or for local accommodation. And local accommodation, living with somebody, living in a room, is also apparently an effect of saying that. Also a very cost-effective way for students to do. So I'll send you a copy of it, but really what it does is to look at the income of the household and then to determine how much of a virtue you should be. So you could, one student could get 5,000, another could get a poor student could get 5,000. The difference between a Mpumalanga, why Mpumalanga has got, look at page 4, why Mpumalanga has got less than the Free State. The same population is that we also have to look at existing infrastructure. If you go to the EDC colleges in the Mpumalanga, you will see that in certainly one case, the entire campus, which is a very, very sophisticated campus, one of the campuses isn't so, but in that province, there's been quite a lot of investment from the private sector, from coal and steel industries. What happened, especially in Maluti, in the Free State, where they're four colleges, is that there is a much greater need for investment. And so this only reflects the fact of this has to be accompanied by our infrastructure audit of what exists in the province, and only reflects now on the need in the Free State as opposed to Mpumalanga. So going forward, the virtue scheme, the allocation to run the program, then it will start to even out. You'll see the same amount. I hope the honourable member will consider debating this issue of more funds because it's become a very vexed issue. People thought that if you just establish another fund, and then establish funds overnight without informing ourselves, the next bit we have to see is around 256 funds. Sometimes funds are clearly not viable. And so we have to balance the question of access and quality. The department's view is that it's much better to move students to establish hospitals and have a big, high-quality site than to try to establish almost impossible to establish a high-quality site with the infrastructure, with the IT, if we have a crystal rising policies, rather to curb down some of their unviable but really small numbers of students, and rather to spend their money on big sites. Where we make a distinction is places like Cambridge and Manchester, where there are sites, where there are large numbers of students that need to serve. There we would see the need to establish a site. But currently we serve 260 sites, and those sites were taken into account when we did allocation. The demarcation of the new demarcation that affects both Queensland and Television Tech and Counting in the Northwest, but particularly Counting in the Northwest for colleges, has had quite a devastating impact because people don't want to let go of their money. But our instruction is that the money follows the students. So if we have allocated money to a particular campus, even though it moved from Northwest to Counting, Counting gets the money for that particular campus. No new campus, no new colleges are being established. The campus will move to an established Gauteng college and it will have a new site for delivery. The skill shortages are near. I think that the proof will be in the employment rate of those who are now coming out in that specific vocational. But we've taken a lot of care to address the criticism of those municipalities and the private sector, the courses we offer differently to the economy. So, for example, all the banks have signed off on our financial and accounting programs. This is exactly what they want. They're giving additional virtues beyond the state virtues today. Construction industry is the same. They've also awarded us a very generous virtue, and they are employing students in June holidays because they trust the curriculum. So, our sense is that this is coming closer to addressing the needs. But of course, the quality of what happens in each fund, as we know about our schools, is going to be the final determinant. That's why we're doing everything we can to actually get textbooks, that the teachers are trained, that we're getting exemplified that. All of these things being done to up the quality to make sure that the students are up the quality of the curriculum. They might have done so by now, so can I protect them, and if they haven't done it by tomorrow, can we give you the names of the problems of them? They got a big strike. Yeah, okay, but they got a big strike because we called all 50 colleges and we said to dad for the sector, and we now think how we should go. And in some cases, it's not that they haven't reported, but they have not reported in using the Excel But we are still worried about 10 of our colleges and their ability to spend in the next round. But that's where we've arrived before. In two cases, the province has already been taxed next year. So I think you can see things are getting tougher for our colleges. Provinces are also starting to put in, as we're following the example of higher education through transition and administration. Okay, so we need to see the advocacy. I think again, too, this is a difficult one. Do you advocate institutions that are highly uneven and that have already grown? We have to do it in a modest kind of way, and I think we've done quite a lot. We haven't done the radio and television week, but we've certainly used the Sowetan over 12 weeks to profile 12 of our best colleges in the Sowetan, and that's had quite a lot of impact. The virtue, but now that the college has got the virtue, they've used that locally on radio. I think even in Cape Town, you can see the huge billboard to get Cape Town, sorry, College of Cape Town and Northern College of Cape Town. So I think there's been a lot of local advocacy, but I take your point. We need to inform the public better on what these education colleges do and what their role in skills development is. And we'll work on that in the next couple of weeks.
Yes,
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's no intention to increase the number of colleges, but we can certainly look at increasing the number of sites. At the moment, we haven't seen that in the system. The Buckwood campus providing access, but you know, these are these institutions require very high levels of equipment and ICT if they're going to give the students the skills that they want. But I'll come back to that. You asked what whether Northwest can pick up any areas where there's a need for a site and these have students or not. But I'll also get you the names of all the sites, because each of those three colleges has at least 5 sites.
I think even with the addition of Mount West, the public look like it will remain a viable institution after moving what we call Grandpa Center, and
quality, of course, depends on many factors. One of those is well qualified. We call them lecturers. I don't see here in the presentation whether or not it happens. If any new lecturers, what is that doing on that level?
The college, the inclusion is not monthly, but the loss of the old early site. It has been in some ways a blow to that college, but it really wants to see a fantastic functioning college station with Auburn College, because that college has started to attract a huge number of students. They've met all the targets that they set for themselves, even though they've lost those sites. And I think that it's already a viable college. It's one of the colleges that has spent 95%, 98% of its money. And so it has an outstanding management team there. So I have no worry that they would be set targets and so remain viable. The World College Foundation has started doing two things. One thing that you would see is that the $10,000 is allocated to every lecturer to choose their own path for career development, because it's not just teachers. You can see from the various programs we're offering that a lecturer has to decide what her strengths and weaknesses are. Now, sometimes have strong theoretical knowledge, but they haven't got enough practical knowledge. In other words, if you go back to Northwest, they might want to go spend a week at the philosophy or at the monthly game reserve to keep up to date with what's happening in energy. Some might want to go and do an IT course, and so we've left it up to them. But they have to demonstrate how their 10,000 are going to be spent towards teaching these new programs. So that's the one thing. The other thing is that we have to, there's a lot of dead wood in the colleges, and we have to bring in new people. And this is why the EDP Act that we passed in December last year gives the college much more flexibility about appointing the staff they need. They can now move in, and we've already seen that in the construction industry here at Bell Hall. The construction industry will now send in lectures for 2 weeks at a time. That was never possible in the way we employed it. Remember, we employed lectures under the Educators Act, and that doesn't allow any flexibility. So we also, interestingly, finding people from the technical, graduates from technical coming in to teach our courses. Young IT wizards are coming in to teach our IT. So I think it's becoming quite exciting, but 2007 is going to be the crunch year of moving the old lecturers who were provincially employed to being college employed, and then colleges starting to say, how do we make sure that the basket of personnel to teach these programs are the best people for the job? It's going to be lucky for this year, but certainly what we've seen so far, in the first year there are enough the teachers to teach these courses.
I
think
it's allowed them to
Thank you. Out of the box.
Sorry, I'm acting on the that issue of the population and mobility.
monitor. We provide technical support. We provide guidance. We provide assistance. And we, if necessary, try and grapple rather difficult problems without necessarily making especially out of cases that can start back in 2002 or 2003, so we need about 3 million rats for this problem. It's a very significant amount of money, and we had to discuss the treasury about how to fund it. It's a very, very tight guideline. And it falls in three basic areas. The first is the recapitalization of the tax. The way we talk of recapitalization, which is the invasion of recapitalization, that's my colleague talk of the SEC sector. In the SEC sector, recapitalization talks about making physical changes that allow the institution to be able to do the same. So, for instance, the refurbishment. Here we're looking at balance sheet. Many of our institutions were facing near death and systems in order for them to rely more effectively on the money that we made in terms of those investments. Secondly, we are there to assist the investors that are essentially in suspension. You incur certain things in the consequence of the investment. Tax that is not the actual position. You should have a single procurement system. You should have a single of things that you should have to be in the consequence of the together. In the whole range of methods that respond to costs incurred at the consequences of the The other matter is around the support to meet costs associated with any infrastructure that may be required in the operational department. And here we're not currently looking at large scale, but for good improvement efforts. Thank you. funding for new technology. So if you do that, what we think there are three institutions that we are still working with, and we are hopeful that two of those will formally support them through recapitalization funds for their independent financial. And those are the Corporate World Institute and Nelson Mandela. And then a fair amount that we came on both the Corporate and Corporate Institute. And as I said earlier, the recap is really there to support institutions and stabilize them to bring for a certain area. But they've been neglecting from the past to make investments in the maintenance. The second part of what we are doing at the allocation of the is to look at infrastructure. Like in the order of members of the day. At the end of the day, we are looking to deliver quality graduates out of our system. And it takes a lot of things to deliver quality graduates. Competence as well trained academic facilities, high visibility, machine learning facilities, laboratories, classrooms that enable to deliver the resources that we expect. We need to whole range of things that are required. Maybe infrastructure that enables students to actually believe that they are a university, the quality of life and the quality of experience that they have for them to be an opportunity. And in this regard to date, these are resources that have been allocated to I believe that Shepard will talk part of what we had wanted to do was to help them to improve the certain citizens into that person. To ensure that a young person is respectable where they are, they are getting quality education, and mentally they have to be represented by the Victoria Observer. The University of Sudan, 25 million gain in teaching and learning, and particularly certainly and Nelson Mandela, 1.5 million, 79 chemistry laboratories in the former British Center. Northwest, 47 million gain in the focus on teaching and learning, and research maintenance at the university. Primarily the bulk of that money is money of the university and the lesser extent of our training program. UWC for clinical health science, you may or may not be aware, but nursing education is primarily now located within the University of UK. Enrollment has been managed by the in such a way that the university is a provider of the within the high school and then that it was important to realize that it's a location. The Swan University of Technology, the deferred maintenance investment, that's why it's primarily to say, Shortan Monde and Marapua Plant, and the Peninsula University, likewise. The University of Western Chairman, I think, is an exciting project that is happening. And they grant this to again, I'm totally active by trying to have a welcome effort to visit. Because again, we are trying to help them both substantively but also physically change the nature of the institution, including to provide the sort of quality education that we expect of any on college university. So a significant adaptation has been made. Particularly improving teaching and learning facilities, deferred maintenance, residence facilities, and as my colleague in the chief was indicating, it's not that easy to spend time. And if necessary, we have provided public action for any of these to ensure that the allocation funds that have been allocated are then wide and then targeted for those that we agreed on. I reported chairperson last time I was here that all our institutions have failed for customers. Far, as you are aware, the university is not a system for the all of them have vice chancellors, all of new vice chancellors have been offered in the beginning of this year. Professor Valentino is the most Professor Tengu Ren is the first university professor. First generation, all my bosses. I'll remember all their four that have been. And about university technology. And there are two that are obviously looking for life chancellors. So the University of Venda and the University of Venda. But by and large, I think we've had of the merged institutions substantive life chancellors appointed. The management issue, particularly the senior management, has elicited a number of discussions which we have been working with institutions where you would expect that you are accepting into the institution a number of their desired customers. Some of them will be acting famous than the issue of the legislation and all of these things affect different institutions or constitutions. But at the end of the day, it's those people and the quality of the people that are pointers that will help us make the sort of society that should go forward. Because it's the quality of the institution that will either make or break some of WSU and the four current chair because they are only recently appointed by the council, so a sense of that is management is the board of the National Institute, as I said earlier, has been appointed and the institute in Pumalanga is over at the time of the issue. Do you think Chairperson are that are borrowing for the private sector, but it's a special term of the they're not institutions in the form of them. They're not declared as universities or universities. But they're special terms of vehicles where we are bringing together the different universities for not incorporating the same practices, but probably to ensure that we have a proper coordination and proper planning in terms of the delivery of higher education. Student governance, I reported on this thing, on this matter, and one of the things that we did experience as young people, there's a lot of conversations when you bring them together, who's now going to be the SRC of the institution. And part of what we had to do was to help them develop appropriate multi-factor helped development or guide for institutions, and we are currently working with institutions on the induction of their funds. They usually select at the end of the year, and what we felt was important for the community and the membership to understand their jobs and to ensure that they actually can support Chairperson, this is not an ultimate slide. Academic integration is really dealing at the heart of some of the changes that we have to make. And here, one has to appreciate the need for certain solutions. In the interim, all nursing institutions have the same status quo in terms of the academic pathway. So pragmatically, the first is going to be that takes time to make fundamental change in terms of the program offering. Secondly, they have timelines that will enroll prior to the program that must be seen through, because that is what they enroll for. And thirdly, in some cases, institutions may want to review the possibility of consolidating different factors across the have to take into account the impact of that decision on the ability of the So this is a matter that is an ongoing issue that has not by any stretch of the imagination. The institutions that have been on attention to review and possibly consolidate faculty across the significant progress in this regard. UT was in the town, Nelson Mandela and University of Johannesburg. The Higher Education Policy Committee and ourselves have been working with institutions, particularly in the development of new organizational and program structures. If I may take an example, we've got two institutions that used to offer psychology programs. Now, we need one to offer more psychology programs for one institution. You just simply take the psychology program on one, and you can have them, or you actually develop is the game working with these institutions in the development of both this academic organizational structure and equipment? I did talk about the comprehensive institutions in Nelson Mandela, in Eastern Johannesburg office. And I think more important for us is what to do that on the campus. Because we do believe that technology and these programs, educational programs, need to offer particularly in those areas, but also before for the students, where we haven't had those opportunities. And as a consequence, we do that and then the graduate. Chairperson, I wish to end in the same manner that I've ended, because the issues are still the same in terms of where we currently are. The challenges that I think are facing and going forward is not just the physical consolidation of the not just monitoring to ensure that the intentions are actually being converted. That you are actually creating new institutions and you're not just creating bigger institutions of what you need. So the issues of you are issues that allow us physical confirmation that the division, both in terms of the historical division of language and history, but also the division in terms of what we offer, perception of inferiority of things that when I went to the next one, the teaching and learning of and lastly, issues of enhancing good practices, the management of good practices of governance, not just institutional governance, but governance, and ensuring that the institutions that they are. That they are public institutions behave in ways that are both responsible and accountable in the public institutions. So, if I may end today,
find out as to how the department ensures
current concern, the current Senate and the administration of the North West Region still protect more of one of the universities or one of the institutions that has led and ignoring the other. And also the issue of utilization of resources. You know, how do we ensure the resources are distributed equally, not necessarily equally, but addressing the different situations in the different regions of the city. And another issue that I think we need to look into quite seriously is that of staff development. Due to the number of students, most of the students are going to be teaching. So the staff there was not able to develop themselves because of the large number of students that they were teaching. And we had in the past staff development programs to ensure that staff students, but because of the graduation. But now, after the measure, we find that the other group that did not have the many students have been able to develop themselves and have got an extra. I should think the issue of staff development has got to be given special attention, especially with regard to the previous institutions. And I would also like to find out what we are doing in terms of ensuring equity with students government, our efforts to ensure that they protect this new age, this new culture that we are trying to create with together. And this one is very specific to the Northwest University. What is the interaction between the union currently and management at Men's University? Because at this particular university, this interaction has actually resulted in the dismissal of some union leadership, which to me still project what used to happen before, where there was intolerance between management, which was predominating white. And with academic integration, you have mentioned that we are presently busy with the alignment of academic programs. But as we are doing this, how do we ensure that the alignment of academic programs is in line with government of them? And finally, I know that there are institutions that we're supposed to develop technical type programs because of not having technical universities in the province. I just want to know as to what is the focus in that regard, what kind of support do we give to this institution, and what do we do in terms of quality assurance? Thank you.
Why does the allowance in the city of
they are looking at the Thank you. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that.
Maybe you can answer this not problem of reasonable equity. Some universities are not very specifically to housing. They are still remnants, I would say remnants, active tendencies of such exclusion of the chair. You find it operative not only in terms of access to student funds. You also find it just the plain issue of admission. Certain abnormally high admission of, you call it points or grades. Let's say 38 points, you know, admission to certain areas like engineering and so on. Which to us, you know, it's not the question of being solid in mathematics, physical science, a good background of communication skills, that is a reasonably good symbol of using. But then you find that the admission criteria is set so high that the average good performance that type coming from Mamelodi cannot reach that average symbol. And anybody who has attended functions, you know, that cut across, you know, the race in terms of, you know, you see those dynamics. Obviously the key to get 6 distinctions, 8 distinctions, more than 3 schools, no, independent schools. So to me, if say a child gets those 2 B's, no, in math and physical science, coming from a disadvantaged environment, tells me that potentially that child, if he had been in those more than 3 wonderful, no, comfort qualities, he would have also hit his self-confidence. And then there are these exclusions. And we are talking of black advancement and so on to catch up with the death block of the past. Secondly, you hinted at the issue of some supportivity. We are not now very much conscious in specific terms. How are these children being supported from these disadvantages levels? Because there's a difference, no, situation with no background understanding of, you know, just plain Swatini, let alone research and so on. how are these hopefuls supportive of this child from a disadvantage in a tangible way, helping us, you know, to get rid of this disadvantage? Because this lack of proper support, it shows in the output. The failure rate of black children from university is extremely high compared with the failure rate of white children. I'm not saying white children should take it. All that I'm saying is that there should be a definite, you know, program of action to bring dignity and redress the health of practice. And then the second, you know, question, you just talked about this National Institute for AG in Mpumalanga as a coordinating structure, and I suppose, you know, quality assurance. It's just doing that, not a learning and teaching, you know, not any teaching institution. Thank you. Just, you know, some elucidation exactly what is the core function of this National Institute in Mpumalanga.
My note earlier referred to the NIDA unit, the what kind of challenges the unit will face in the understanding is that the unit was established in order to assist the administration in the moment as the process of letting them over. Now that these students have met, the process is only complete. I do believe that there are still kind of challenges that we need to address. And what kind of role does the leather unit play right now? Where there are, for instance, conflict, you know, which to partners in the church to the University of Peace. There are persistent rumblings, you know, and as public representatives, some of them do happen to have contact with student formation, right? And staff members, you know, who feel highlighted one way or the other. To the extent that the teacher, you know, the report that they are already communicating with the president. Now, my point is, you have an institution that is obviously, you know, intending to transform. And very passionate about it. But they don't seem to reach that point where all sectors, you know, would feel satisfied that the process is unfolding in a manner that satisfies everyone. This obviously gives rise to all sorts of challenges. Do they have a role to play? Can they be contacted to be of assistance so that, you know, you avoid a situation where there is a sort of a standoff between the university authority and your students, especially those of our students who happen to be affected. Because invariably they are the ones who feel afraid in most cases. Can the measure unit, can the measure, and this person can play a role? Can they play a role? Because the agreed section does not appear to receive any satisfaction from the university manager. Where should they appear? Where should they direct their appeal? They come to me as a public representative. They need assistance. Now, my fee would be
the department should assist me in terms of whether the vendor unit in this business can play a role. It is possible that this unit can play a role. So I'm trying to say that there are persistent rumblings, and you want to reach a point where you can lay them to rest. The university will say, yes, we have transformed, but apparently they are not doing enough, according to the administration. So, what are the common challenges that the vendor units at this point in time come across?
Chairperson, I just want to refer to page 4, that slide on investment in infrastructure and most institutions. That large bullet point referring to Nelson Mandela Metropolitan University is a reference to $1.5 million for improving teaching and learning facilities by upgrading the chemistry laboratory at the form of campus. Now, one would just want to express one's appreciation for the fact that, you know, there's ongoing investment and providing of funds to improve the facilities in that section. Because one do find that, you know, the formerly disadvantaged section of most institutions like the multi-campus, multi-campuses of Vista, you know, almost become the Cinderella wing of most institutions. So I just would like to record my appreciation that there's that allocation of funds to upgrading facilities there, because you know, one has come across in some of these campuses that the facilities at the former Vista campuses are not always equivalent to the facilities in the main institution. Thank you, sir.
That was the last question or comment.
Yes. Now, one of the, what we call it, the nice institution we have to develop this new institutional idea. Now, Downer is the first attack. We hear you say that you call that institution where the Omar Pastor is a but you say they have a set of that new institutional activity. So what is happening?
Although we have had a little creation of five institutions. It doesn't mean that the work has stopped. Institutions that have been raised around the United States Northwest are specific to indicate that there's still a lot of work to happen. In addition to that, you remember that I said we have to develop what we call the institution of the
everywhere you go, you will always find change in the and it's so different. I've very strong by Trump, so we're very strong feeling about the direction.
Not even a comment about the post.
Oh, my apologies.
The center for corporate innovation invites you and members of the organization to attend a seminar entitled Transforming ISKC in the Road Ahead, which is the speaker will be the minister, and this is taking place on Monday, the 6th. Except in our agent pages, as well as our square, the center for the book, I'd like to have done 10 minutes with my statistics. Thank you very much.
Why don't we get some real comments about justice between the black children and the white? Could you contact your server about it? Can you just give me your contact information? Can I actually read more of your comments and observations?
Are you reporting for any newspaper?
No, I'm from the monitoring group. I wasn't interested, I'm interested in doing this subject. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Okay, we will be here. Thanks for your help and assistance.
Back to the office.
Yeah, let's make sure that you can get into that.